My name is Julia. I'm 11 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Oksana Stalzensky. Oksana taught me not to be afraid of being unique. Be who you want to be, no matter how difficult it is. Her story inspired me to try new things and be open-minded. Early life in Russia was very fun and uncomplicated for Oksana. She was born in St. Petersburg, Russia. When she was young, her family shared a small, cramped apartment with two other families. Outside the small apartment, Oksana got to explore many places. Traveling was a part of Oksana's early life because she had a lot of family all over Europe. She went to many countries, including Ukraine, where her extended family lived in a small village and raised chickens and pigs. Oksana went to a university that had connections with a college in Oregon. Because of this connection, she was able to go to the U.S. for an exchange program. Before Oksana moved to the U.S., she knew she would miss Russia, mostly her family and close friends. Leaving Russia was hard for Oksana. New customs came with new challenges, and although she struggled to understand many American customs, Oksana was able to get used to the new ways here in America. Not always helped out by friends, Oksana was determined to understand what was happening all around her. She had already been to America, teaching Russian students at Reed College for 2 years, but this time she was moving for a long time. A year before she immigrated, her American boyfriend proposed to her, and Oksana decided to move to Harrisburg and get married. In the U.S., Oksana started to learn and celebrate American holidays, but she still celebrated Russian holidays too. Her husband was originally from Pittsburgh, which is why the two moved to Pittsburgh. Taking chances will lead you to changing, but no matter where you are, you can always be who you want to be. Oksana took chances to have a happier life, but she still left her family and friends. You have to know what makes you happiest if you want to structure a better life. I want future fifth graders to have the same chance to dig deep into their immigrants' inspiring stories.